Sometimes that's the home snap. You got to make sure it will tell you the information before you even take the picture, I think.
Yeah,
so,
it's like, on there.
Check your check all that information and see, because sometimes it takes it time to like set and find the data. But that's odd.
What's up, everybody? Home snap issues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike.
On an Android. Hey, Mike. Let me guess. Hey.
No, it's on an
iPhone.
No, what's it doing?
It's I get a photo.
Yep.
And I don't have any of the other information. And
that goes in a link in the notes section. Typically. Did you try from your phone, Tom?
Yeah, I tried from my phone and it's there. But then, yeah, in the note it says there's a link. But then what do I do with that?
That should link over to the address. Then you can grab it and bring it in.
So I need to cut and paste that and then put it into the put it into Google or something.
Into Google.
Why
would you put it into Google? Then it goes to the VA to skip trace.
I know, but doesn't. Okay, so doesn't it populate bedrooms, bathrooms, everything like that?
No, it just comes in on the notes.
Oh, it comes
if you have your VA if you have your VA signed into your account, yeah, to have a to go to a single source like that and have it pull in and parse all the data would be super tech, and it would be one off for every single person, every campaign, every source. So it's going to come in general. So one of the things, if you have a VA and you give them access to your account, you know, have them, that's step one, log in, grab the link, save the info in there, and then they can skip trace the addresses.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I have them do a manual input of the data, and then I have them skip trace for contact information, phone numbers, and I tell them to populate the data, any additional numbers or information, put in the notes field so I can start calling on those as well.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's going to come into the notes. Yep.
Gotcha.
So welcome, everybody. Office hours. Anybody still recovering from the weekend who attended?
Yeah.
I know McLean is.
Yeah, man.
He's been recovering
for years, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I only got 1-0 on the Rob put the – he and I were the speakers at the event, and then there's a form people filled out to let them know how we did, and I only got 1-0. And then McLean, instead of being shy about it, he just put his name in big type at the bottom, letting me know how he felt.
My wife gave you a 5, though, so it evens out.
The scale was 1 to 5. He hand-wrote 0 and then circled it. So anyway, he and I can resolve that outside of office hours here.
Yeah, and that's why Mike won't answer my email. So, like, I need help.
That's
like, good luck.
I actually told my email to put, if it sees your email address, just throw it in spam. So
that's where it ends up anyway.
Crack me up. Yeah, so if you were at the event, stay focused on the steps, right? Obviously, stay focused. Your brain's swimming with 100 new things to do, but we're not going to get off track. So the overlying answer. I don't know if Tom Rummel's on, but he asked me that on the way out. He's like, Mike, I know 100 new ways to do deals. And I was like, nope, back to where we were. call on this at a in the near future, but not yet. So, hey, who's got an update for us? Talking to sellers, deals, contracts. I don't know who's on, so somebody jump in.
Oh, man,
it's
I
Gary.
Got one.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
And then somebody else chimed in, too, so you can you
me,
go
John
next.
Moore. I'll go next. Okay.
Okay, John, you're on deck.
Okay.
So I got a verbal deal, and we're doing the paperwork right now.
Love it. Talk us through
all right.
It.
I should have the paperwork done tomorrow.
Okay.
I bought the house for 182.
Yep.
I put in 30 for fix up. I put 5,000 contingency on top of that. The ARV is 315. And the realtor I'm working with thinks we can get in the high 320s, but I left it at 315 because there's a house one block away.
Allen, T1 up, 182 buy, $30,000 in. That's 212, right?
Yeah, we got.
And this baby goes for 315.
Yes.
Ooh, that's salty.
And we'll have 28,000 in closing.
Still, you have 100 grand worth.
If I just go,
because
yes, that is
cost,
that
agents,
is possible.
All that good stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's before, you know, cost of money and all that good stuff comes out. But that's a good spread before before selling fees and carrying costs. What do you think when you run it through the analyzer? What does it show? Net profit.
Well, I did real conservative. Show 63,000.
Love
with
it.
Cost of money, everything that I you know earn.
Yep.
But the
you have private money
the guy
lined
I'm
up on this
with,
one. Uh-huh.
Is going out today. I already 2 days ago when I started working on it, I sent some emails to the private money guys, and they're waiting for the contract and the pictures.
Okay.
So.
Have you gotten a contractor by to verify that 30?
He's working on it right now as we speak.
Okay.
And he's going to give me his report tomorrow.
Okay.
He did an initial look at it and he agreed with the 30.
I love it.
But he didn't do a real specific report because the owner's a little different, but anyway, she wouldn't even let him take pictures on the walkthrough.
That's fine. If he got eyes on it and he got a good look at it, he thinks 30's ballpark, then.
Yeah.
So mostly cosmetic.
Mostly
nothing
cosmetic,
structural.
And it's.
Yep.
No, nothing structural. It's got a brand new roof.
Nice.
And two blocks down the street, 2 weeks ago, a house that's 300 square foot smaller and is not as nice. And this is a lot at the end of a cul-de-sac. It's a 13,000 square foot lot.
Yep.
And the house is, set way back off the street, very quiet cul-de-sac. And it's in Atlantic Beach, Florida. That's south of Jacksonville. And it's a hot area down there. It sold.
What did the smaller one go for?
$312,000. It sold for $312,000. So
love it.
It's possible to push the $328,000. But
what is your what's your close date?
The close date I put down was 50. When I sent them a letter of intent that they accepted.
Yep.
Was 15 days from the date they signed the agreement. So that would be like April 14th if they sign. Yeah, so if they sign it tomorrow, that's April 14th.
That is sweet. Everybody, let me speak into this. Gary, nice job, first of all. But let me talk to some, and I talked to a few of you over the weekend on this. But here's the common misconception in real estate investing. Everybody thinks wholesaling is 101. That's what I learn when I'm a freshman, and then I graduate, right? And then I become a sophomore, junior, senior, and then I forget about that stuff. What's gotten Rob to where he is, he never quit wholesaling. So here Gary's talking about a deal that he's going to buy. He's going to take it down. He's going to fix it up. He lives in Hawaii. This is in Florida, right? But because he is wholesaler, he gets to make a decision. Gary controls the deal. Do I want to, A, sell this to another buyer, which somebody would clearly take at these numbers, or B, line up a little bit of private money and take it down myself? And the reason he has that decision and he's in the driver's seat is because he's wholesaler. Wherever you go in real estate, never lose sight of that. You are wholesaler first and foremost. Never stop doing it. Wholesaler activities brought this deal into Gary's brought it to his attention. Because he's wholesaler, he knew what to do with it, knows how to get it under contract, and he gets to now pick whether, like I said, he wholesales this or he takes it down himself. So it's not – wholesaling is not 101, and then you graduate. Everybody clear and understand that. It's so often missed in this world. From talking to investors, they say, "Oh, I wholesaled 4 deals. Now I'm moving on." Okay. Can if you want to, but Rob is always wholesaler. You heard him talk about it over the weekend. He still has a VA generate leads, and he has for the last, I don't know how many years, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He still generates leads weekly. All right? Side note. So, Gary, this is killer, man. These are solid numbers. Really solid numbers.
I have another deal. Yeah. The contractor on San Antonio, he's putting eyes on it today.
Okay.
Is
it under contract or do you have
tomorrow
a verbal? Okay.
No, not yet. He's putting eyes on it. Then he's going to give me an idea because, I from the pictures and what I could see, I couldn't really tell, how bad it is or how good it is.
Awesome.
And the main reason I want eyes on it, in that area in San Antonio is known for soil problems and known for foundation issues.
And how did you find that out?
That house I found through a realtor that I'm working in San Antonio.
Okay, and how did you find out that part of San Antonio has soil issues?
Because the contractor I'm working with has done hundreds of houses in that area, and we have a good partnership, and he's real frank about, let's do this, we're going to make money here, we can't do that. He's really on the ball, and when I check with other realtors, they said, oh yeah, he's top notch. So
clearly I had you answer that, Gary, to tee this up, everybody. But right, one of the biggest hangups. How do you know? How can you know these things? You don't need to. You just rely on experts in the area. Gary's in Hawaii. He finds a competent contractor in San Antonio who knows the area probably better than if he had lived there the last 20 years. Anyway, and he's got the insider intelligence that he needs. That's how you work remote. I love it.
And that same contractor gave me 3 leads to work on today. So
incredible.
And then I have 200 skip traces back in, so back on the telephone.
Yep.
And keep moving.
Beautiful. This is killer. This is a killer update. Gary, he's being wholesaler. He's got deals coming his way. He's in multiple markets in a short amount of time, a couple cities. He lives on the island, and this is awesome. Those are strong numbers on a flip. Nice job. Nice job, Gary. Keep at it. Look forward to another strong update on Thursday. So good stuff. John Moore, fresh off the event.
Oh, man. So, you're not going to believe this. I got the deal during the event. I called people at lunch on Saturday, and then during the sessions, my phone started ringing, so I just started answering it. And one of them was like, this girl was like, "Hey, I got a house we thought we got rid of, but we didn't. So if you want it for what we owe on it, which was $7,500, I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll take it."
Is it just verbal or is it under contract?
So it was verbal, and then I sent out the contract that night, and I just got it back today.
Tell us about it. How big is it?
So
beds, baths.
I think it's a 3-2. Okay. And I just pulled it up, and it's in like the nice area that I wanted to be in.
Okay.
Or nicer area. But they're going for fixed up between 55 and probably 75. But I'm seeing like cash. It looks like cash sales are probably around 20,000.
Okay.
So the first hurdle though is she was in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, so I don't know if that'll go through or not. But I guess they're in the process of calling the bank and seeing if that offer is still good. And I guess the bank said, we'll tell you in 10 business days. So. I guess I'm kind of waiting on that, so I don't know if I move forward with it. I don't really want to open escrow or anything until
Yeah, yeah. Sit tight for now, but you have the paperwork on the table signed that says you're the deal in charge.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one has kind of a caveat to it. If that is what they owe, decent chance the bank takes it. I guess we'll find out here in about 10 days.
Yeah.
Nice job. So, buyers. Do you have buyers in town yet?
I have none. I have made possibly one. So I was jumping on that. I pulled the list.
Yep.
But it's not skip traced. So, I mean, I could
okay.
probably start working that and find the buyer. You know, if it's in good
yep.
shape, though, I'm half tempted to do seller financing on it. It's in
right.
such a good area. So I don't
well,
know what
yeah,
you
here's the thing. You're in the driver's seat. So, I mean, you've got it in control. Here's the thing about it. Seller financing, if the bank just wants their payoff, somebody's going to have to get them out of the picture, right? So either you're going to have to come in and be the owner, or you're going to have to have private money to come in, right? Because if the bank says,
yeah.
yes, we'll take it, they want out.
Yeah,
so the seller's
not in
a position to use their existing financing because
yeah.
they're in a bankruptcy. So you can put new financing in place to then seller finance it. But it sounds like this one may go just cash. So here's the thing is you've got to, you know, start hustling, getting a buyer lined up. With
yeah.
FreedomSoft going to step four, and then you've been on some of the calls here. Who else are you going to reach out to? Property managers?
I don't know. You mean for, oh, yeah, for
landlords,
buyers, yeah, property managers,
in town.
Hard money lenders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hard money lenders, get on Craigslist, see if anybody's posted. Right?
Yeah.
Time to go all in. Get a hold of, if there's a real estate club, see if you can get a hold of the director, either on their website, Facebook, whatever the case. Say I'm a new investor in town, been working a couple weeks, got a deal already tied up. It's waiting on a bank approval, but here's the area. You know, you can kind of talk about this thing without having an address or anything like that and say, who do you know that might be interested? I'm
yeah,
just waiting
okay,
on a
that's
bank
good.
Approval, which should go through, all right? So get out ahead of it.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Yep.
Cool.
Good stuff. Any other updates? How many vacant leads do you have currently?
Oh, me? So,
yeah.
I got 400, yeah. And
okay. And then
I got a lot.
How many phone calls before this one came in, John?
Oh, 20. Is it like 19 or 20? Yeah, it was right off the bat.
Sweet. About 20 calls.
It was all
of paperwork.
But a lot of them, on this one specifically, I just left a voicemail, and they called
yep.
me back, and then I, you know, had to call them again. So it was a little, you know.
What did you leave on the voicemail? Was it something crafty or just?
I don't know. I was just like, hey, this is John Moore, real estate investor. I was calling you about your house in Cleveland. I was just seeing if you wanted to sell it or if you knew anybody that wanted to sell in the area.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just me, so they just hear my voice and they're like, oh, okay, this guy seems normal. I'll call him back.
Yep. Awesome.
Well, I did get a lot of calls.
Great update. Great update. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah. So yeah, stay on the gas. You know, start.
Right.
You're gonna have to simultaneous because obviously one in the works is great, but we want multiple. So
yeah.
Keep making phone calls to sellers and keep building that buyers list. At the same time, so that'll be what's on your plate, all right?
Yeah, no, I feel good now because at least I have a deal to say, hey, I got a deal, so I'm not just building the list and them thinking,
yep.
oh, he's never going to call me with anything.
Yep.
Which I've done for a long time.
Yeah, so have it, like I said, have the story already in place. This is the neighborhood, right? This is, you know, I think even if you want to set your price, you know, I'm going to be moving it for, you know, whatever you're thinking, up to 20. You've got it at 7,500, so you've got it deep, which is good.
Yeah.
Because there's some room in there. Here's the neighborhood. House is in decent shape. I'm just waiting on approval on one thing on the seller's end. But, you know, I want to know if you buy in this area. And,
yeah,
you know, if
no,
so, what
that's
are you
good.
Paying? You start having that conversation. So you can use it as bait. You just don't have to hand out an address yet. All right?
Yeah, cool.
Good stuff. Who else has an update for us? Man, he's
hey,
Mike, this is Gary.
Is Josh.
Sorry, Gary. My granddaughter's here.
Gary.
My granddaughter's here, so I'm going to back out of the phone call.
Oh, I'm glad
okay.
we got you on early then. That's perfect. Yep. Go have fun. Be
okay.
grandpa. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you?
Good. Just want to give you an update on the two houses we got under contract last week. We got one for 16, one for 12, and we got offers
yep.
on both of them. And, you know, I talked to the seller a little bit last week about we possibly might need a reduction. Well, we got a verbal offer on Friday for 18 on one of them.
Okay.
So we went ahead and took that and got a deposit. So I'm just trying to see if we can get a little bit of a higher offer on the other property before I ask for my reduction. So that's where we are with that. So we already got an assignment contract. I mean, worst case scenario, we'll make $2,000 on that one. You know, but I was, you know, just trying to piece the whole thing together for her. So, you know, I can give her a net number of what she'll net. And she doesn't know for sure her payoff on one of the properties. So I'm waiting on the payoff to come back as well.
You want to know that.
Yeah, she didn't know. She knew it was 6 on one, and she said
okay.
it's somewhere between 10 and 15 on the other. She didn't know.
Okay.
So working on that. I sent out another contract this morning on a property that I got a lead to. I actually got a really good buyer in Tulsa. So I called him up. Hey, what do you think about this address? He said, I'll drive by it and tell you how much I'll pay you for it. He's already buying another property for us. From us, and he said, "Hey, I'll drive by it, man. I'll pay $8,000 for it." I said, "Okay, I'll send out the contract, you know, for $6,000, you know." Working on that one right now. We also got a couple of our Gainesville things are going to close. One's going to close this week, and the other one should close within the next week or so. So, got a couple of closings coming up.
Hey, on those ones where it's maybe a little tight, couple grand, make sure that you're not, you know, that the closing costs are figured out in your favor, so you're not just covering closing costs. I mean, this is a small deal, so they're not going to be a ton, but I know you guys know that.
Right.
Just throwing it on
the
table.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, all the closing costs fall on the, we put it on our buyer.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
So we at least, we know if it's only $2,000 that we're netting $2,000.
Then that's what you're out of it for. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a – yeah, that's right, because you're just basically getting a $2,000 even assignment fee, passing it along, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just passing it, yeah.
Cool. So a little work to do on those. So that – if you can get the price down, though, those numbers start to get better.
Right. I mean, you know, with those houses for as cheap as they are, I mean, if we could make $5,000 total on both of them, I mean, I'm good with that.
Yep.
You know, they're just, I mean, a lot of the leads we're getting over there, the houses, I mean, they sell for $5,000 to maybe $20,000 at the most if on all these cash deals. So, I mean, they're just small spreads. But, I mean, in the long run, I mean, for, you know, holding the note on them, there's your bigger spread.
For sure.
But,
and there's nothing wrong with base hits, everybody. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You know, base hits, that's how you win a World Series, base hits. Somebody will, you know, you'll crank one out of the park occasionally, but there's nothing wrong with it. If there's a check there, take it. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Good stuff, guys.
That's where we are with that right now.
Yep. Beautiful. Who else?
Olivia here.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey. So you already know about what I'm doing.
I do.
So I did callbacks yesterday from the week before, and I've told this guy I was going to research, Keith, I was going to research his property because he didn't know how much it was worth. So I talked to him yesterday. I came up with an ARV around 60 on his property.
Okay.
And then I offered him 20. He said 25, and I said, would you take 20? He says, not for all the work I put into it. I said, you know, what kind of work did you do? He goes, well, it's ready to go. I said, I'm going to flip it to a you know, a fix and flip. He goes, I don't know why you're telling me about that because all it needs is the air conditioner and kitchen cabinets. He said, yeah. So what I put into it. And so anyway, and that kind of started a, you know, a little bit of a talk. He goes, I don't know. I thought you were going to buy it. You told me you buy houses. I thought you were going to buy it. I said, well, what I do is I buy it or I get a contract and I give it to someone who's another investor. You know, I kind of got tongue-tied on that because he was kind of put back, you know, taken aback. So was I. And I finally said, you know what? He's like, I'm not here. I don't even know you. I'm not going to just sign something. He says, I'm going to show it to my lawyer. I said, well, how about if we put about a 48-hour turnaround on that? He goes, that's not any time at all. So I'm sending it to him snail mail. There's no expectation. And I'm just going to work with it because I think this is a cultural thing.
Yep, could be.
So anyway, I'll send out a contract tomorrow for $25,000.
Yep.
And that lady I was working with, I called her, checked in on Sunday like we discussed, and she hadn't opened it.
Okay.
And she goes, I'll call you. So I did give her my callback number. She says, I'll call you when I open it. And so she said, I don't like the fact that we're splitting the closing costs right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, that's no problem. That's a standard contract. We can change that. No big deal.
Yep.
I never heard back from her. So
that's okay. Let her chew on it, follow up. And then let's go back to this other guy where you got a little tongue-tied. So,
yeah,
but,
I got
you know,
a little
he says, but
because,
I thought you bought
it.
Well, sometimes I do. And then what I also have is I have access to a network of other investors that are looking to buy. So, you know, it just depends on the house. But what I can do, you know, if you're looking to sell it, you know, let's talk about the price. You said $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what you're looking for out of it. And so I've got a few different exit strategies. So just get something, you know, kind of typed out, a little bit of script. This is killer. You know, you're on your, like, your first 10, 20 phone calls. Things are going to come up. So we talked through them here. You know, it's not the last time it's going to happen, but it's also not a big deal. You know, next time it happens, you'll just blow right through it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that was
so
good. I kind of felt like I was doing a non-truth because my opening thing when I left them, hi, I'm Olivia Hall. I buy houses like yours, you know.
Yep.
And so that was the entrance that piqued his interest is to get rid of that house.
Gotcha.
So
you could change that. Say I'm
an
investor in the area who's interested in houses like yours.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, if you want to just modify that, however you want to handle it. But
yep. Okay. No big deal.
Next time won't even be a thing. So here's what you do. If you don't hear back now from the first lady who said, why are we splitting them?
Yeah.
Have a second contract ready to go. You paying the closing costs. And if you don't hear back, a contract with your signature is better than a phone call. Just mail it to her.
Okay.
Put a little sticky note on it with an arrow that says, like I said, no big deal. I made the changes on this one. And it's ready to go. Just assume that solves the problem, right? Just fire out the contract.
Okay, perfect.
Sound good? Yep.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Have it on standby.
How
many calls in are you at this point?
I've done about, I think, a total of 30 or 40. And I've done a lot of calls where no one's answered. These are just from people that have answered.
Yep.
Is these people that are interested.
Yep. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I've got more callbacks to make too. Mm-hmm. Not that many.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's perfect. And a couple in the works.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, and
here's the
thing: no matter where they go, we just keep driving activities that lead to results, right?
Yeah.
We want the result, everybody, but you can't always control the result.
Mm-mm.
Right? John's got a deal that the bank probably takes what they owe. They may not.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, Olivia's got a couple contracts in. You know, you can make your offer, and people either say yes or they say no. They say yes, you move forward. They say no, you keep making calls. So what matters here is do the activity that leads to the result that you want, and then you can't – it's so easy to get tied up and, you know, bring all this emotion in and get hooked on the result. But we can't always control result. What we can control is activity. And so no matter where you're at, we focus on the activity that we know leads to the result we want. And when we're consistent at that, we'll start to get the results that we're after. But some of this stuff is just, right? John has no control over what the bank says. when they get asked, will you take what you're owed? Now, a bank typically will, right? I mean, they're not going to say they're going to take more. They're assuming they're going to take less, so the chances are pretty good that they accept it. But at the end of the day, not John's decision. So, good stuff, Olivia. I love it. Right out of the gate, getting in the mix.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
So we like any other questions about it? You keep doing what you're doing because
we'll keep
learning more as we go through one.
Yeah, and that's good. Just keep stay on track with the Kaizen.
You got it.
Veer off emotions, get back on with the logic and.
That's right. Yeah, you have to detach.
People are probably out of there now.
This is one of Rob's strengths, and part of it's just a matter of he's closed so many deals and been at it for so long. But there's no emotion in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the deal. You talk to the seller, you figure out they're motivated, you say, this is what I can pay, you send them an offer, and they take it or they don't. At the end of the day, and he doesn't get tied to it. Now, when it's your first deal, your second deal, right? It's an emotionally charged atmosphere. But so that's why I bring it up. Just, you know, the chips will fall where they do sometimes. You just stay focused on the good activities. Sound good?
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Cool. Who else is step three or beyond? Hey, Nave.
Hey, for the drive for dollars, I have over 191 leads, and I got 191.
Yep. How many are skip traced?
Yeah, so we skip traced about 60 to 70 of them. That resulted in over how many numbers? Anywhere from 130 to 170 numbers.
Yep.
And I called all of them. And almost took over 4 hours. And apart from one person, I got, you know, 8 of them were wrong numbers. One person I actually got hold of a seller, and I can't get a hold of her again. She called back once, and I couldn't pick up. After that, I left her 2 voicemails, and I can't get a hold of her. But I'd done all my, you know, research, the comparables, DNA analyzer, and everything. I was already set up, so if she does call, we'll see what we can do with that deal. But, you know, if I can't sell that deal to a fix and flipper because the rehab cost is way too much for a property in that area, and it would probably have to be for a buy and hold, but again, I don't know. And then last night, you know, because the, you know, turnover for 70 leads, I got a hold of one seller. I'm like, I don't know, even if 250, then that would mean I get a hold of 3 or 4 sellers. So
well,
we set up the...
Yeah, don't... You've heard what some other people are going through. So how do you feel...
Yeah.
This may be a case of get these same leads to a different skip tracer. Not, you know, obviously not all skilled people at whatever they're doing are created equal. So some people have access to better tools. What do you know what tools your skip tracers have access to?
No, I don't. I have no idea how. Go ahead.
Yeah, they use white pages.
White pages.
Pokio?
Yeah, you want.
Pokio,
you want. Okay, you want one that has one of the paid services. So go back to them with your results and say, hey, you gave me all these. Said they were skip trace. I just dialed and I got X number of legit numbers. Something's not happening here. Because those numbers don't sound
on point. And that was
coming
from 2 different guys. Both of them.
Yeah, White Pages is that's not really skip tracing because I can go to whitepages.com and put your name in. So there are services out there. TLO, LexisNexis is the name of one of them. I'm drawing a blank on some of the others. But when you post that ad, that's why we have, you know, ask for what are the tools that you have access to as a skip tracer. Because those results don't really seem on point. You're not going to get 100%, obviously, but that's quite a few phone calls. How many?
Yeah, it was.
You got 130 numbers, and how many numbers do you think are legit?
All of them are disconnected. With more than 85% were disconnected.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. I mean,
yeah,
the ratios are way too bad. Yeah.
Yep.
And they were able to convert only 40% of the leads that we did give them. So anyway, so we're going to find someone better, pay them a bit more if we need to.
We've got
to
get another skip tracer. Here's what you need to ask.
I have a question. What's
specifically
the good price we should be spending on the skip tracers?
Yeah, somebody else chime in who's paying one. John or Brian, what are you guys paying Skip Tracers?
You know, mine's probably coming out for about $1 a lead. And I'm trying to – I've got 80 Don, and, yeah, I've paid her $82. So, yeah, that's about
okay.
So you pay
I'm
per
at.
Lead, not per hour?
No, I'm paying per hour, but I'm trying to just, you know, backtrack.
What's the hourly rate? What's the hourly rate?
Yeah, hourly rate, I'm paying her $7 an hour.
There you
and
go.
I'm pretty
okay.
sure she's got an IntelliUS, and I don't think she has TLO, but I'm almost certain she has IntelliUS because I looked in mine and the numbers are pretty similar. As far as accuracy, it's about 50%, and I'm just hitting up calling and texting any number I can. So I call first. If it's a valid number, I'm going to send a text, hey, blah, 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 I'm looking to buy your house.
Yeah, definitely follow up, guys. But it's not, you're telling me 80% of the numbers are disconnected. Is that the number you told me?
Yeah, it's more than 85%.
Yeah. Not bad leads, so, just bad data at this point.
Exactly. So after that, we set up all the Craigslist, you know, because we were like, this is ridiculous. You know, hopefully I was hoping it would be much, much better. But now we know what to do, how to get a better skip tracer, and around what price range we should be looking for. So we set up
yep.
the Craigslist stuff as well. And,
okay.
Yes, because I'm like, I need to make calls. I need to speak to people. So I made a couple of calls from Craigslist, and I have one guy who's interested. The comps around that area is anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
And he wants to sell his property for $22,000. He charges around $600 a month. Over there. The property is free
okay.
and clear. It's ready to move in tomorrow apart from paint job.
Okay.
That's what he claims. And everything else,
right.
you know, the roof doesn't need repair or anything. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom. It's 1428 square feet. And I was like, okay, do you want to do seller financing? Because, I mean, ideally in that area, the cash price I would probably want it maybe around 10, 15. It's like, well, no, I don't want to do seller financing. I've tried that before because he has 50 properties that he's managing. And he's like, I
okay.
just don't want to do it anymore. And he's like, I can do seller financing, but it has to be a 50% down. I'm like, okay, let me see what I can do. And I know that area based on Zillow and, I think Redfin, I estimated that the rent is around $800 a month if you, you know, make the place a bit nicer. And then I did my, you know, comps and everything. Because I'm assuming I would sell this to a buy and hold. And for a buy and hold, if he does want to repair it properly, he would probably spend around $5,000. But if
uh-huh.
it's just a paint job like he claims and something very simple, because the tenant moved out recently, let's just say it's $5,000 or maybe less. Now, if I do the numbers correctly and I put in, you know, $800 or $700 a month rent, the cap rate is 21. The ROI is 17%. In 5.5 years, he's going to get a money return of the entire investment, and his net is $500. That's my analysis of this property. Now, I have two issues with this property. One, I would ideally like to get it cheaper, but it's going to be a buy and hold. So I'm going to have to call up a lot of those Section 8 guys and try to pitch it to them. The main issue I have is that if I can't lower the price, how am I going to sell this at a higher price to my, you know, buy and hold buyers? If the guy's on, if he goes on Craigslist and see, well, you know what, this guy's selling it for 22, you're trying to sell it to me for 25 or 28, why am I going to buy it from you? If I can't get the price much, much lower, and my price with the assignment fee to the buyer, if I'm thinking if it's not lower than 22, if you find this on Craigslist, I'm screwed.
Right. Yeah. So short answer, may not be a deal. Not everything is. obviously, we want as many arrows in the quiver as possible, but can't turn a non-deal into a deal at the end of the day. So this is why we talked to multiple people. He just basically said, you know, you've obviously got a veteran landlord here. He's got a bunch of property. You call up. He doesn't really need to sell, but he thought, yeah, hey, if you want to bring me half down, so maybe that just doesn't work. Maybe it does, but maybe it doesn't. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you've got the numbers on it. Talk to a couple buyers in the area and say, hey, I've got a deal tied up. Here's what it looks like. Is that even something you'd consider? or talk to them and say, you know, how do you, you know, how do you look to run these things when you're buying and get their buying formula? But okay. Yeah, that could be the short answer. Here's what I would say too, guys. There are deals in Craigslist. Obviously, you got to sort through them. If you've got some time, which you guys do, I mean, you know, there are three of you on your team there. Get some text message lead gen going. I like that even better than Craigslist. So if you're wondering how to do it, Rob has a VA do this for him 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Classroom tab in FreedomSoft. At the very top in the middle, there's a 4-video series called Built-In SMS Text and Voicemail System.
Mm-hmm.
Videos 1 and 2 are on how do you set your numbers up. 3 and 4 are on how do you use them for lead gen. That's more targeted than Craigslist.
Okay.
So.
Great. That's
short answer there. May not be. I mean, there's really not motivation here. Obviously, we're going after vacants because we have a good chance of motivation. But you've got a seller here with 50 deals, and he says, you know, hey, do you want to sell this one? Owner financing? Not really. Take that back. Bring me half down, and I'll consider it. So, not really motivated. I mean, you can sort of try and work this one into a deal, massage it if you want, or, you know, call on some vacants or wait for somebody to say, yes, I want to get rid of this place. That's a much easier conversation.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Sounds good.
Yep.
The main thing I guess we need to do immediately is get, you know, better script tracers with actually, you know.
That's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
You've got deals in there. You just don't have good numbers.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Who else? Brian, Brian, you want to jump in?
Oh, sure. I've gotten through, probably 20 calls.
Yep.
The gist of it is I got one good one. Talked to the wife. It's been vacant for, I think it's going on 6 months. It was last rent check they got was October.
Yep.
So, you know, that's immediate pain. I go, what's going on with the manager? It's a turnkey, which didn't turn, I guess. So I kind of got the pain. The manager's still listing it, but he says it's not in great condition, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of gave her, I'm like, okay, so all that being said, what would you take for it? And she kind of gave me, I want to talk to my husband about that.
Yep.
And so I said, well, great. Why don't you talk to your husband? And once you kind of come up with some numbers, let me know and I'll see if I can make it work. So I'll be calling her back.
Hey, next,
I want to say
Brian,
Thursday,
next
but
time,
I probably will do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Next time you're talking to the lady of the house and she says, I've talked to my husband, you say, ma'am, we both know that you wear the pants in this relationship. Just give me a decision.
That's what I should have done. But she was asking me, like, how much I do. And honestly, like, you know, Mike, the price is the one thing I have that they want.
Yep.
And so I said, why don't you talk to your husband? And when we can all talk, we can
Perfect.
Go through that. And I can give you the best offer I can. So,
yeah, so everybody, well played there by Brian. If you figure out that there are two decision makers, you might as well, instead of talking twice and wasting your time, they're never going to be able to talk through the deal or what you do or how you can buy it or anything like that as well as you can. So say, I tell you what, that's good to know. There are two of you on there. When can the three of us jump on the phone together?
So, yeah, the properties are there just like everybody else. Not all the numbers are great, but the numbers are there. You know, if you call enough of the numbers my VA gave me, I'm either going to get somebody. I had somebody go, oh, no, that's my sister, great. What's her number? So I'm kind of starting to work. I've gotten through, only about 10 leads. It's taking me longer than I thought, but starting to get some stuff. My VA has gotten through, I think it was 76 last time I checked.
Okay.
And I did hire the other one, so I got another one working. And my bird dogs had a crazy weekend again, too. I'm actually
How many leads?
Close
to
800. And I'm actually, Tom might be on the call. Him and I talked earlier. I said, hey, man, I'll give you 100, get you started, and you just keep coming to me when you need them. So,
surplus.
You know, it's just, I got so many, I can't possibly work them all. But I certainly can try. So, no, everything's going well.
Good problem to have.
John's deal isn't under contract yet. So, as far as our bet's concerned, John, it's not until money's exchanged, brother.
Nice.
So, I'm still feeling good, but him and I are actually, we're going to do a date on Thursday and just kind of do a call blitz. coming from a sales background, just when you have other people, it's energy matching, it's excitement, and
for sure.
It helps you kind of get through them. So, yeah, I'm real excited. And Mike, other than that zero I gave you, you guys did a great job. It was a wonderful event. And I'll tell you the biggest thing, Mike, I got out of the event was my wife got motivated about all this. She's like helping me with the systems, and her and I made a commitment. We're like, we'll get going before the kids are up and just kind of organizing the day. And
that's a big deal.
She's doing some of the Freedom Soft backend stuff. So, you know, that was worth
its
weight in gold. So.
Because one plus one is three when two people are moving in a similar direction, whether that's spouse or team or whatever. It just, when that kind of environment gets created, you can do more than two people on their own. It's just the way it works. So that's awesome.
So, yeah,
that's
all
awesome.
Good news. I'm expecting. I want a contract signed by the end of the week is my goal. So.
Yeah, because then John owes you lunch. What's on the line here? Big steak?
Yeah, lunch.
Big
money. Yeah, we're going to Elway's.
Oh, dude, it's
only
on.
If I win, though. Yeah, only if I win.
Yeah, that's not a $10 lunch.
Yeah, I'm taking him to Jimmy John's.
John wins Arby's, Brian wins Elway's.
Yeah,
I love
it's official.
Good stuff, guys. Hey, take a note. At some point in time, all of you are going to meet, you know, whether it's – I mean, these guys are both in the same market, work in other markets, right? They know each other from Denver, but, you know, workout partner. That's why you go to the gym with a buddy. No different in business, so good stuff.
Oh, Mike, I got one more thing for
you.
I had a guy who, he owns 5 rental properties in Lexington and has a whole system, team. He's from there. I just was on a random call with him because he was asking me for real estate advice, and he goes, what have you been up to? I just went to this great seminar. I'm doing out-of-state turnkey or out-of-state wholesaling. He goes, oh, man, can you, like, get me 2 or 3 properties? And so I'm going to meet with him Friday. Now, I don't want to get away from my goal in Pittsburgh, but, you know, it's so easy now that I know the process. I'm confident in it.
Exactly.
I'll be getting
Turn
that market
there.
Set up very quickly. And then I got a pocket buyer who's connected with some other investors as well. So, if I just said,
Brian,
give me your zip
huge.
Codes, and I'll get you the deals.
Here's what's going to happen, you guys. This first market you set up is by far the slowest you will ever launch. And they're not slow, but it's as slow as it will ever go. Because now, I mean, look at what just happened. So Brian's having a conversation with somebody else completely outside of the deal. He says, hey, I'm looking for properties. Oh, where are you at? Lexington, Kentucky. Brian goes, I know how to drum up deals there in like 72 hours. So just go bring him some. I mean, how simple is that? Here's what else is going to happen. You're going to take buyers in one market, and as you get to know them, you're going to say, hey, I've got a smoking deal over here. You ever thought about buying out of state? Here's what I already have in place. I've got an agent on site. I've got a contractor on site. Bam, bam, bam. Plug into my team. I've got a great deal. It fits your formula. Let's get you a deal over here. And you'll start bringing money to different places around the country as well. So that's huge, Brian. Way to go. Nice, nice. All right, who else?
Tom here.
Hey, Tom.
Well, I just I just got 100 leads. I'm psyched.
The easy way, huh?
I just figured this out with the home snap. So at my other bird dogs, she gave me 19, and then she stopped because I told her to stop because I'm not sure if it's working. While we're talking, I just paid her on PayPal, so. She'll start up again because now she's probably believing in the system. I have another guy who's an electrician. Interested in doing this. And he was. I'm gonna have some conversations with him. He knows the areas real well. As an electrician, so he'll be a good source of information for contractors and. Stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that come in the next couple of days. I'm out here with my daughter in Seattle. So
oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys are on the way. Way to check in on vacation.
Yeah, man.
No excuses from anybody.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff.
So we're doing it. We're getting going here. It's Seattle, dude.
I figured. Denver looks like Seattle today. So we're
exactly.
in the same weather. Yep. I just wanted to see if the stereotype was true, and clearly it is.
As well, in another few weeks, it'll start getting nice here. But, yeah, all winter it's like this. So,
yep.
Yeah, man, so I'm getting psyched.
So you've got 100, but I'm still expecting 250 from your team, your bird dogs, that kind of thing. So,
No doubt.
That's
but
the
plan. I can start getting skip tracing on
absolutely.
Some of the others as well.
Absolutely.
So I am stoked, man. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Well, you guys enjoy your trip. Appreciate you checking in. That's a commitment.
Yeah.
And what one sentence about the event over the weekend? Put you on the spot.
One sentence. Far more amazing than I even imagined, and I have a high bar.
And the bar was set high. Yeah. So everybody, Rob will do this event again. You know, you're in coaching, you're invited. So next time it gets on the calendar, plan on being here. Because
guys, do not miss this.
Blown. Yeah. It's no joke.
Do not miss this. Yeah.
Rob's knowledge on real estate is a 12 out of 10. In case anybody doesn't currently know that, it was just it was killer. So appreciate that, Tom. Thanks for being on here today. And keep plugging away. You're moving in the right direction. So.
All right. Thanks, man.
Who else? Yep. Who else?
Okay. I was
nice
liking
Steph
those.
Here.
Wow. Yep. Everybody's on. Ladies first.
Hey.
That's Steph.
Hey guys.
Stephanie, is that you? Yep.
Yep. That's me.
I heard you and a bunch of dudes, so you're first.
Works out for me.
Cool.
I will add to that, the event was just awesome. I mean, just unbelievably mind-blowing and overwhelming and awesome. So
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you in person finally. That was fun.
Yeah, no kidding. And everybody else too. So we finally got our bird dogs up and going.
Yep.
Except I'm still having issues with the Android home snap stuff. My bird dog's pretty sharp, and I'm not sure what went on. He said he did send them one at a time, but they're still just coming in all together. He sent in 37 leads. It came through as 7. And then Chad's bird dog put in over 100. So we're at the, you know, around 140 mark. Both
yeah,
of our dogs are going back out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah,
huge win,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, big
win
for us.
Win.
We needed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a skip tracer lined up?
I
sent out a job posting for some just as we're on the phone now. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and
make
I
sure.
sent a few emails
yep.
to people just, you know,
okay.
interviewing them. So.
Okay.
Working
make sure
on
you
it.
Get the tools that they have.
Yeah.
Now you
yeah,
and them ran into a little bit
how...
of a hang up. So make sure you get the, you know, ask them specifically what do they have access to.
One of them I know has TLO.
Perfect. Yep.
So, and he's a local guy. I want to work with him, but we'll just have to see.
How much an hour?
You know. Well, that's what I'm waiting to hear back.
Yeah. So you typical really competent VA ballpark is $5 to $7, $5 to $8 an hour.
Okay.
So, and it's not like you're losing, you know, you say, well, you know, this person's 15. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get less. It's just that the dollar converts fairly well to some other countries. And so, you know, through Upwork and obviously the world is at your fingertips now, you can get really, really competent work done for some really good pricing. So, you know, pay an honest wage for it. Let the conversion kick in and help a little bit in some cases. But, yeah, you know, you guys will make the right decision there.
Yeah.
So, yep. So, yeah, this is a race now to how quick can we get a group of these. So if you've got a couple of skip tracers that seem competent, I want you to hire both. And then don't have them do the whole list. Have them, you know, every chunk of 15 or 20 that they get, have them send them back to you so that you can be on the phone ASAP.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's game plan.
Quick question, Mike.
Yeah.
As far as the cash buyers that are in FreedomSoft, once we
yep.
start getting leads coming in and having conversations, do we go through that to start out of the gate, or should we be having a marketing to find cash buyers, or what's the deal with that? Should we use those?
Yeah,
there?
So go jump into step 4. Yeah, if you have any downtime when you're on 3, go into step 4. And I put in there, I think there's a training in there, 7 ways to jumpstart your cash buyer list.
Oh, sorry.
all the above.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep. It's not going to come from one place, so it's just like this shotgun effect. Let's go to these seven areas and start building the buyer's list. Yep. FreedomSoft is one of them.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Good question. Yep. Anything else, you two?
Not for me.
140 is a big deal because you've been
yeah.
pushing on this with the bird dogs for a little bit. You know, some people have ran into, you know, Brian can speak to it. Ed and Robin had a little challenge up front. So it's just, you know, you can't predict it. It's just what, you know, roadblocks, holdups, that's part of the game.
Yeah, just keep moving forward and having the conversations.
Right.
And yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right. I think I heard John Gillen on here. Did I hear that accent?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you
chime
can't miss it, can you? Yeah, I was late getting that. We had a doctor's appointment this afternoon, but
no worries.
I've been kind of slow on the column. I skipped tracing and I hadn't had a whole lot of luck, but I have been calling and texting and emailing, and man, it's just like not much response at all. But besides that, there's one house, I think, you know, I'm waiting on the one contract, and it's going to close the 17th or 18th next month because we got a tenant in it. But another one I'm waiting on.
You have a couple on the table now, right? What's
I got one. The other one I talked about was I'm waiting on my buyer to get his – I got one buyer. He pays more than most of the other guys, but his process is just really sucks, man. You have to wait. It's just, you know, his boss has to approve everything and sign off, and it just
takes
too long.
What's the closing date on that one?
On the one
next
that's
month?
Not finalized yet.
Gotcha. So who's the one you're selling to the fund? Is that the one that takes a little longer than normal?
Yeah, it's the same guy, but
okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to close on the 17th, and then this other one is kind of a JV with a guy out of Huntsville, but it is a vacant house that he couldn't turn. And my guy loves the numbers, and he went and looked at it yesterday, finally.
Okay.
I had to finally pin him down because I sent it to him, and he kept saying, which one? So I'm just waiting on his process. He said he re-looked at it yesterday, and he was supposed to call me this evening, but I didn't hear from him. So he's kind of like, you know, he probably looks at 10 or 15 a day. So you know, they're pretty busy. So I have to wait on him. And then there's another one that I have with these guys out of Huntsville that I had to meet the buyer's contract, their buyer's contractor over there today. So we're waiting to hear on that. It'll be a small deal, but you know, any deal's a deal as far as I'm concerned right now. So,
yep.
So that's, I've been, you know, really too busy with appointments and stuff like that. But I mean, it's part of the process, and as a one man band at the moment, you know, I got to do what I got to do. So, but I got lots and lots of irons in the fire, and
you
I had
the
one up.
A little time each day to get more irons, right?
Right. And then
when you're on the phone, you end up with deals in the works. So.
Well, I think so. I've got, I had some old dude that had my buddy who's giving me all his crappy leads, and he doesn't like answering the phone, so you know, we've got a deal worked out where I do the missed calls. I think I mentioned it before, and we split the profit because he's a former appraiser and he loves to go on the appointments.
Nice.
And we had some old guy that had two houses, and we couldn't get in one of them. We've gotten one, and then all of a sudden he just gets cold feet. We had him close, and he said, "If you paid $75,000 for a house and put a new roof on it, blah, 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 what would you do?" I said, "Well, you're the one to tell me your son wants you to get rid of your houses, you know."
Hey, and send him a contract and see if his feet don't warm up a little bit. It's worth printing one out and postage. Just send
it. That's true. But anyway, so there you go. And
tiny
then,
little
and then
note that says, "Hey, John, just following up with paperwork to let you know we're for real. Bam, this thing is signed, ready to go. Throw a signature on it and get it back. We'll take this off your hands."
Yeah, he's got a partner on it, but I mean, it doesn't matter either, so.
Nope.
You know.
Yeah, get him paperwork.
Well, he needs to get rid of it. He's 83 years old, man, and he doesn't need properties, so.
Remind him of how many birthdays he's had.
And then I'm due to get back with another seller today on another property that has, we're close, but I'm kind of trying to see if my buyers, you know, gauge his interest first. But, you know, they started 39 and my offer was 30. And now without a response, they waited a week to get back with me and the guy's mother dropped the price to 35 without even talking to him. So my next offer is going to be 31.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to sell it for 40 or 41. So.
Okay.
But that's where I'm at with
that.
You've got a
lot of stuff in the works, so okay.
Yeah, yeah, it just can't happen fast enough, man. So
I know.
So
it's there. Make sure while you're, like I said, while you're in the middle of deals, you can't lose sight of what got you there. So. And then in the near future, you'll have somebody else on the phone. You know.
Well, I know we're running out of time, but I finally got a newbie guy to ride with me on a bandit run this weekend.
Yep.
Okay, and he's eager to learn, and I'm going to try to get him to. My goal is to get him to start at least trying to make calls, and I sent him an invitation to FreedomSoft and set him up.
Yep.
But that worries me. He hasn't logged in yet since the weekend. So
yeah, shoot him a text and ask him if he got that email.
Well,
get him in there.
I've done it. You know,
you
if
already
you
have.
Want to do this, do it. No, I resent the invitation, but I'll text him. But that's my goal because I haven't had a lot of time to do the calling and I know I've got deals, man. They're just sitting there waiting to be
sure.
Heard, so.
For sure.
All right, man. Well, that's
all right,
me.
Keep foot on the gas. Okay.
All right,
who else is on?
Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
I heard somebody else, too. So.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
All right. First of all, the conference this past weekend was mind-blowing. And it was great to put faces to all these voices.
Yep.
So,
always
nice
fun.
Nice meeting everybody. Yeah, and made some good contacts there. So I put on 3 bird dogs yesterday.
Yep.
Had a gal go out today, and in one zip code, she sent me 124. Huh. Now, does that sound realistic?
Depending on the market you're in, heck yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you know, I'm just going wild. You know, she just talking to her. She sounded like a real go-getter anyway, you know. I was excited.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the best way to confirm these leads, is that to go on to Realtor.com or?
You know, grab a few at random. I mean, you're not going to go through all 124, but, yeah, double-check a couple. There's a pretty good chance they didn't just make it up, but if you go through and, you know, take a small sampling and double check them, but yeah, it's going to be important too to get her paid. I mean, you're trying to see how she's going to work, and she wants to know that you're legit as well. So this is a big deal. I mean, you've heard if you get one person that is on fire, and you know you get them some money, they can take you to hundreds in a short amount of time. So
exactly. Yep. Well, yeah,
Rob. Rob always double checks a handful, and if they look good, are there a couple duplicates or a few? Likely, but it's part of the game.
Yeah, well, see, I checked one on Realtor.com, and there was pictures in there, and there I saw a sign in the window. But on the picture below, it says off market. So I was like, okay, well, that's legitimate. So, you know, And then just kind of an update, you know, through my bird dog ad, I had a guy contact me this past weekend, and he's actually – wants to be a buyer, and he's in a real estate club.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool. It's like, okay, I got you know, leads on buyers here.
Yep.
So, and their real estate club is actually coming to Denver at the end of April to talk to investors and lenders. And I said, well, here's the guy you need to talk to. I gave him Rob's information. So.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, anyway,
good stuff.
So
124, because you've been hiring and firing and trying to get a bird dog to work for a while, and then all of a sudden, what, within 24, 48 hours, you go to 124. So,
Well,
do you
so
have
then
a skip tracer lined up?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. So I got to do
right.
that.
That's
and,
next step.
Well, here's a question. Here's
yeah,
a question
go ahead.
On that. I picked up another bird dog, and this
okay.
guy is a home inspector,
uh-huh.
and he works for the banks and stuff like that. And he says he does skip tracing. And so when everybody was talking about how much they pay their skip tracers, you know, the guy
uh-huh.
sounds pretty experienced. I was kind of curious on that. What would be the maximum you pay somebody like that?
$7.
$7?
Yep.
Okay.
$5 to $8.
All right. So.
Yep.
All right.
That's what
yeah,
we want
you know,
to pay.
Just talking to him, he sounds like one of those guys, you know, when, like in the conference, you say you're looking for leaders. Just talking with him, it sounds like, well, that could be one
yes.
of those guys.
Somebody like that, if, you know, competent, maybe a leader, potential acquisitions manager, but probably not skip tracer, maybe bird dog. But, you know, some people are saying they want $6-7 a lead to go drive for dollars, and you've got a gal that's hungry that just brought in 124. You've got that problem
well, right.
solved at the right. right price, right?
Right.
So, yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, well, I'll get a skip tracer and get him going on that then.
Absolutely, yeah. Priority number one: get this hungry bird dog paid, because
yeah.
you want somebody like this in your on your team in your pocket.
Right.
And then you've got some skip tracing to get done ASAP.
yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
True. And is Thomas still on?
Yeah.
No, oh, I just wondered how you like that red IPA.
That was pretty good, man.
Holy cow, the Marcus hijacked office hours to beer. What is the beer, 30?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
who else is on?
Oh, Andrew is on. Can you hear me?
Andrew, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. And yourself,
I
Mike?
Know you are. What?
Hey, by the way, when I was chiming in earlier, I meant to say excellent job on your presentation.
Oh, thank you.
What is has already been, it's been seed form. Man, that really was, that was pretty powerful stuff. So
that's
good
cool,
job
huh?
on that, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
I
tough.
Wish I could say I made that up. I just didn't. But, yeah, I appreciate you saying something. Andrew's about to take over the globe, everybody, or at least the country. This guy's aiming big, no joke. So, yeah, Andrew, tell us what's going on.
One step at a time, right? Slowly but surely.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Man, the machine is doing good. So
cool.
Bird dogs are firing on all cylinders.
Yep.
My telemarketer brought me some leads from last night and the calls that she was making. So I've got a bit of homework to do tonight. Got three interested
yep.
people that
yep.
need to talk about their properties. Since the event that we had over the weekend, then I really started to turn a lot of my focus to owner financing as well. So
yep.
I've got some buyers lined up that are looking for houses, and I've got one deal that sounded like it might work out, but then, you know, upon a further investigation, I think I'm going to have to, you know, let that one sit for a while.
Okay.
All in all, I think, you know, we're starting to expand the vocabulary here, and I'm pretty pleased with how things are going. So,
nice.
Right, so.
Yep, and, you know, everybody at the event, and you probably heard me say this early on, but the focus is still where the focus stays. I know you have all these, you've got all these new ideas. Ooh, I could do this, I could do that. And, Andrew, you know, what you're going to find, just like everybody else, Rob has never stopped wholesaling, ever, in his entire career. You don't ever move past it. You don't get beyond it. You don't graduate from it. Was when you are a wholesaler, you get in the middle of the conversations, you get in the middle of the, you know, people approach you, you start to have the conversations that you want to have, never lose sight of lead generation, never stop building a buyer's list. Guys, listen up. Two things, guys and gals, we never turn off lead gen because it puts you in control of deals. When you
right.
control deals, so Rob laid out his story, and I've maybe said it on here before, but I'm going to say it again. Rob, back in late 2007, early 2008, put together a $10 million real estate fund. There was at the time, there was a $170 million commercial real estate fund out of the East Coast. Rob knew an acquaintance in town. That acquaintance knew Rob was a real estate wholesaler. They didn't really know what it meant. They just understood that he understands the residential game. That guy is at a barbecue and meets another guy. And they start talking. The other guy is a local operator working for the $170 million fund, and he says, I think we should take some of this money in light of the recent crash and put it in the residential space. There's got to be an opportunity there. The first guy says, hey, I know the guy you need to meet. That guy is Rob. Rob gets pulled into the conversation, becomes the chief operator of the entire thing. Why? Because he's wholesaler. He's driving leads. He has his pulse on the market. And nobody understands markets better than wholesalers. Why? Because they're in the trenches, finding deals, talking to buyers, right? So you never lose sight of wholesalers. So Andrew is going to go take over the world, like a lot of you are. I talked to him over the weekend. He's got big, big, big goals, right? He's never going to lose sight of wholesaler. The other thing, you keep building your buyers list. You think, I've got, I can move a deal. I'm going to quit. Rob, he never turns off lead gen for buyers because some buyers turn into private money lenders. Some buyers turn into business deals, partnerships that you can't even see yet. You just never know who that buyer or that buyer's list has access to. And when you're the source of good deals, you have a credible conversation, and it'll take you places that you can't even think that your business will go today when you stay and never lose sight of those two things. So if you want to flip a house like Gary's doing in Florida, if you want to do some owner finance deals, if you want to buy apartments, it doesn't matter what you want to do, we never lose sight of generate leads, build a buyer's list. I don't know how to be more clear on that. We good?
I think you're crystal clear. In fact, Rob had...
It's the key.
It is. And Rob had spoke on that in great detail over the weekend.
Yep.
So, I mean, the point's not clear now. I don't know when it'll ever be. But that actually led into a question that I was going to ask you/Rob. But I guess since we're on the call now, I'll ask. We talked a little bit about, or at least Rob had presented, the software that's available for that lead generation and taking the VA and putting them to work so that we can start reselling some of those if the opportunity
arose. Yeah, micro wholesaling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So is that something that is available, or is that just something that's coming around the corner, TBD? What are your thoughts
on
that?
Available. And Andrew with Andrew jumped into the Performer program, and so we've got people on here now in both. So you will go check in with Rob early next week. And my thought is that he'll just throw you a password for it. That'd be my guess.
Okay.
I haven't asked him specifically that question, Andrew, but I don't see why that would be any sort of issue. So I'll let him make the determination. He took a quick spring break vacay with the family. Actually, the boss will be on Thursday on office hours. I've got surgery Thursday morning, so everybody check in. Thursday office hours. I'll be on heavy narcotics.
Good luck with that, Mike. Good luck with that, buddy.
Best for me to not check in when I'm on the good stuff. But
Have fun with that.
Yeah. I don't know if fun's the word, but it is what it is.
I was going to say, more versed.
crazy. I should be at home by that point, assuming things go to plan. But we'll, Rob's going to he's going to chime in. I asked him this morning to make sure that he could be on for everybody. So, Andrew, the micro wholesaling, that'll be slick. So everybody else, don't even worry about what micro wholesaling is. It's another piece that you can layer in, add to the puzzle. I don't want anybody getting off track here. But, Andrew, bring that up when you chat with Rob.
Okay.
Because that's cool. A cool little – so like when you never turn off lead gen, like Brian, he's in a surplus position right now. What do you do with those leads? Peel them off and start selling them. So
there you go.
What you guys are going to learn is when you don't lose sight of generate leads, grow the buyer's list, when you never lose track of those two things, more and more opportunities just open up in this business. So, and you wouldn't believe how many investors I talk to that feel like, that say, I wholesaled 4 deals. I moved on. Now I do this. And I say, okay, if that's the way you want to handle it. And the majority of them haven't closed the deal and they can't figure out why. When they stopped wholesaling, that was the last deal they did, and they can't figure out why. Anyway, anything else, Andrew? I know you've got the tele. This is perfect because you've got the telemarketer on the phone. Now they've brought 3 interested people to you.
right.
which is eventually where everybody's headed. What do you pay the telemarketer per hour to be on the phone for you initially?
I pay her $5 an hour. Keep in mind,
yep.
though, she was inexperienced when I first got her. So normally, if you're going to get someone with experience, it could go up to 15.
Yep.
And she's out of the Philippines, so she's not from the U.S. U.S. is always going to ask for more, of course.
Yep.
So I had to spend a little bit of time in training her up. But that came after I had already started making calls. So I knew what to expect in talking to sellers. I knew what I wanted. And so I just talked to her and kind of role-played, went through it. And she's coming along great.
That's perfect. So a couple different ways to do it. I like the way you did it. Somebody that's a little green, get a good price, get them in there. You teach them your script, how you want things done. Get them on the phone, and as Andrew said at the start of his update, brought three leads that he has to follow up with. But now three people are expecting his call, and they've already been through step one, somewhat of an interview process. That's perfect.
Correct.
That's how you want it set up. So good stuff. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. There were some things that Rob had laid out for those who weren't able to make it. There were some things that Rob had laid out as far as the process for how we're setting up the FreedomSoft software and how your VA goes in and processes those leads, which I thought was phenomenal because it's helping me personally to try to take the next step towards getting organized and getting my operations more aligned with professional type practices, right? So instead of me being in there and fumbling around with, twisting this and turning that and doing all of this stuff, now I've got a process that I can streamline and then just teach it to my VA and have them doing that and generating the leads while I close the deals and cash the checks, right?
Yep.
So that's where
I'm going. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's the business building piece. And, Andrew's about to dive in, at the performer level, full speed ahead, all in, so... Good stuff. Anybody else on that we haven't talked to yet?
If not, I have a quick question for you, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Skip Tracer got back to me, and I asked him what tools he had available. He's saying Spokio, Intellius, and Ben Verified. Would you
I haven't heard of Spokio, but Intellius is one of them that I've heard of. Is that that's the Skip Tracer you're currently using, or that's a new one?
No. I just sent out a job post and with the question of what tools they had, and so I'm just kind of pre-qualifying them based on the tools that they have at their disposal.
Yep.
So.
Yep. There are a handful of them out there. I haven't heard of Spokio, but I've heard of the other two.
Okay, and you think they're pretty good tools that in Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've heard that LexisNexis is kind of the end all be or the top one. Can anybody confirm or? Deny that? Is that?
Actually, that's supposed to be one step below TLO, is my understanding.
Oh, okay. So you heard TLO is the top dog.
Right.
That's what I've been hearing too. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know if Intellius. Tell you what. Do this. There are a couple free ones, but I'm also under the impression that the paid ones are better. That's been our experience, and so jump on with Intellius and that other one and see if they're free skip tracing services or paid.
Okay.
And ideally, somebody with a paid one, a paid and or a free, I would take over somebody with a couple free.
Sure, definitely. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, for sure.
So are those
all
giving you cell numbers also?
What's that?
When they're skip tracing those, is that giving you cell numbers also?
It's whatever they can find.
Whatever they can find. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because all the
cell number,
so
family
like
number.
Yeah, a
neighbor,
lot of people don't
aunts,
have
uncles.
Phones.
Yep.
Home phones.
Yeah, it's whatever they can find. That's what you want.
Okay.
You got it. All right, everyone. I think we covered everybody. Any other questions? Okay.
No, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I'm going to go play in the rain. Tom, you play in the rain in Seattle.
Cool.
And the boss will be on here Thursday. Great updates, everyone. Keep your foot on the gas. I mean, you've heard everybody has stuff popping. So, this is what's cool about this environment, obviously, is that you understand that it's easier to go somewhere, in a group. And so even though some of us are scattered across the country in Hawaii, you hear when you're consistent, and you do right activities, things start to happen. So that's where we're all headed.
It's a great
format.
Make it
a great couple days. Yep. Chat with Rob on Thursday, and then I don't know exactly at this point what recovery is going to be. So as soon as I'm ready, I'll be back in with everybody. Look forward to talking to you then.
Well, good
bye,
luck.
Man.
All right, Mike.
All right, everyone.
Care,
yep. Take care. Have a good afternoon.
Take care, Mike. Thank you.
Yep. See you.